Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. This is a news Shanghai message for July the 6th, 2021. So this is a message that came. Basically, Shanghai is telling us to pay close attention to an astrological dynamic, which may not be connected to something that is happening astrologically, but she's kind of pointing by means of the astrological chart to this information that she wants to convey. She's telling us that we need to balance the second house astrologically, which is connected to Taurus, the feeling of I have and the belongings, the things that I have. And we need to balance this with the eighth house, which is connected to Scorpio, and it is also connected to flowing, circulation and flowing. So what Shanghai is telling us is that we are too much hooked into I have, and I want to control this having, and I want to keep it for myself. And Shanghai is telling us that now the collective needs us to be flowing our gifts and talents into the collective. It is no longer time to withdraw and to keep for ourselves the things that we cherish the most. It is time to help humanity with what we have, each and every one of us. She also said that there is a lot of activity in the sense of 5G, satellite activity, technopathic stress that is aggravating the way we are feeling from a collective level. And this activity that is not beneficial is affecting our crown chakra, or the area of our crown chakra, the throat, the heart, the solar plexus, the root chakra, and our feet, our grounding connection to the earth. I ask Shanghai to what degree she considers that we are not sharing, or to what degree we are sharing as a human species. What is the current level of sharing? And she said a 2 out of 10, and that we should be sharing collectively at a 7 out of 10. So we are lacking this kind of sharing. The situation we are living, the bug, and you know, the division between those who want to be receiving this so-called thing and those who do not want to receive it, and all the chaos that all of these and the political situations that we are having are causing people to withdraw inside of themselves and to enter protective, defensive, reactive mode, and also separation. And Shanghai is telling us that no, we need to reunite as one humanity, and to please do so by paying close attention to this astrological polarity between I have and I flow. And she's telling us that we need to flow more. Our gifts and talents need to be shared more. So grab a video. If you were thinking, you know, I should, you know, start a YouTube channel and, you know, start talking about the things that I know, just do it, because this is part of sharing. You know, there's a lot of people who are now trying to find, you know, a greater view than the one they have. And maybe you have a greater view. And maybe because you explain the way your mind thinks and your thinking process, maybe you can help someone to think. Someone who is in confusion, maybe now, because they listen to you and the way you go through things. And you share more about yourself in a vulnerable way. Maybe people can, you know, understand, wow, this person is thinking or feeling like me, and this is how she managed to, you know, clear and understand and get a greater view. So I can, you know, listen to what she's saying and then reflect, and then I can do my inner work. So it is time to share whatever we have to share. This is what Shanghai is saying. We need to raise the levels of compassion. This is a very strong word that has been coming a lot this week in different traditions that I have been exposed to personally. So compassion, mercy, like really, really strong words that are coming in a new way. for us to integrate, to really think about what compassion means. And the first compassion is towards ourselves. So for instance, personally, I have been feeling a lot of mental activity in the last days, and I have been analyzing and studying very intensely different spiritual traditions in a very intense way. I was hardly sleeping and really studying, going to sacred texts that were very profound, and there was a lot of mental activity. And that generated a lot of confusion because, of course, there are different views, different ways of considering things. And, you know, when you go and immerse yourself into a spiritual tradition, you know, you can clash with your own values and the way you feel and the way this tradition is exposing things. And before you know it, you can be, you know, with all this mental energy, confused yourself. So compassion comes in by you being compassionate with yourself, by you allowing yourself of not knowing the truth and being confused in your ideas. And, you know, when you try to analyze a teaching, you may not come to the right answer and to what really feels right. So these mental activities can cause a lot of frustration, and you can attack yourself by saying, well, I'm not intelligent enough, I'm not enlightened enough. Then is when compassion needs to come in. First, we need to practice compassion for ourselves. We cannot be compassionate with someone else if we do not practice this compassion towards ourselves. Compassion for the mind, compassion for the emotions, compassion with the physical body who is going through so much. Compassion with not understanding this global situation in which we are. So let's practice this compassion. We are really, if we want to survive as a human species, and if we want to succeed at this great, great challenge and lesson that we are all facing, we need to have compassion as our number one friend. God, Source, is the ultimate compassioning and compassionate being. So whenever we are stepping out of compassion, we are falling into rigidity, we are falling into karma, we are falling into judgment, harsh judgments. And this society, this world is already dried with judgment. The earth is dried. We have we have removed the spiritual waters from this planet because of all our harsh judgments and harsh divisions and separating ourselves from Mother Earth, from ourselves. So we need to bring the water of compassion into the earth, into the land, into our lives. The other message that Shanghai is telling us is that we need, there is an opportunity to win if you want to overcome this big challenge. And the gift that we are going to obtain if we succeed is the gift of peace. When I'm talking about peace, you know, this is the highest aspect of peace. And in order to be able to become a humanity that is totally at peace within itself, which is our natural, is the way we were created originally by this compassionate source. We were at peace at some point before incarnating and before even entering the manifested worlds. And this profound peace needs to return to these, needs to appear maybe for the first time in this world. We may have maybe never experienced true peace, absolute sublime peace. And we need to show to the rest of the cosmos that as human beings here incarnated on Earth, even though we may come from different planets, from different species, maybe we don't share the same DNA, we need to prove and to show to the world that we can still choose peace, we can still be at peace, and we can still drop our differences, and we can, you know, embrace one another in the spirit of peace. In order to do that, we need to move away from being over-controlling, from this wrong sense of peace in which societies build themselves by creating a false sense of peace, which is through denial, through hiding the truth, through not wanting to see the shadow aspects that we all have and that society has, through turning the eyes and not wanting to see what is really happening because we want to create a false sense of peace. And what Shanghai is telling us is that peace is not going to take us anywhere, is only going to create more tension, more friction, more selfishness, more separation, and less flow and less sharing of what all of us can offer to one another, which was the beginning of the message when we had to balance this astrological chart, the house 2 and the house number 8, by being more sharing and flowing our gifts and talents. So we need to move away from this false, superficial peace in which we are politically correct just because we don't want to face the truth. And we need to really step into authentic peace. We need to stop being reactive and stop projecting onto others. And in order to do that, we need to gain emotional maturity. Shanghai is telling us that we need to drop our defenses, which are also based on the illusion that we are separate, that we are different, that I am better than you because I am, you know, I'm American, I'm white, I'm this, I'm a man, I'm a successful businessman, and I'm better than you. Well, no. We need also to stop being trapped in emotional dramas. And the way in which we can do this, as we said at the beginning, is by flowing, by sharing more of what we are, by becoming like empty vessels. We need to empty ourselves from all these false beliefs and ideas of who we think we are, and stop wanting to protect our egos to such an extent that we are suffocating ourselves and we are generating all these frustration that we project onto others. And finally, well, Shanghai is telling us that our natural state of consciousness from a collective perspective should be this profound, absolute peace. Once we achieve this, we are going to be on a collective level receiving massive amounts of healing. So the healing of the wounds of humanity, according to Shanghai, at least what she's saying today, is that the healing of humanity needs us to embrace this type of supreme peace within ourselves, and to quiet the mind, quiet the emotions, by emptying ourselves from all these selfishness and all these, you know, melodramas of me, myself, and I, and my needs, my needs, my needs. I need to meet my needs, and I don't care about the rest of the world. We no longer live in separate. We never lived as separate islands. It is not true. So the sooner we start to realize that we are one humanity, one planet, the better. That is what Shanghai is telling us. And also she's inviting us, if we want to ground this information and this message, we can hold our little finger from the right hand 4 minutes every day for the next 3 days. If you resonate with this message and if you want to anchor this information, hold the little finger 4 minutes every day as you say and you hold in your mind the following intention. I choose to flow my gifts and talents for the highest good of all in profound peace. So I choose to flow my gifts and talents for the highest good of all in profound peace. So I hope this helps you, and see you maybe very soon in another Shanghai message. Bye.